more Central Americans are apprehended by U.S. Border Patrol than from any other region of the world. Yet in South Central Texas, many asylum seekers have traveled much further to get there. Out of more than 51,000 apprehensions in the fiscal year to date, U.S. Border Patrol's Del Rio sector reports more than 2,000 from Haiti and nearly 1,700 others from 36 countries across Africa.
In the social media world, they're here in Acuna, which is across from Del Rio, is a safe place to cross. So whether it's true or not, that's what people hear, and then they start moving that way.
The bandits jump down from the trees. Stop, give me your money.
But along their arduous journeys, word of mouth tips become leaps of faith. From East Kasai in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Julia and her two daughters fled their country in 2014. Julia's son had been murdered that year, and staying, she said, would have put her and her daughters at risk.
While you sleep, the thieves will come through the roof. They demand money, and if you don't have money, they'll rape your daughter.
Initially, they left for Angola. But Julia says it wasn't safe there either. So in 2018, they fled again. A flight to Ecuador, a bus and a boat to Colombia, then 14 harrowing days across the Darien Gap in Panama, a common route for African migrant families.
Most of the folks that we encountered had monetary funds to be able to purchase a ticket or coordinate transportation outside of the immediate border area. And so that facilitated, I think, a more rapid movement of their initial encounter to their ultimate release, and then their travel into the interior to await an immigration hearing.
But near Mexico's southern border with Guatemala, many more migrants from Africa and Haiti have grown restless, waiting for weeks for transit permits to continue their travel north. Among those who ultimately make it across the border into the U.S. and are released from detention, many find new challenges in cities like San Antonio, Texas, lacking family or other contacts in the country.
Migrants from Africa just have a harder time finding, you know, temporary host homes across the nation. So we've seen people stay a week or so.
They are in stark contrast to many Central Americans, Cubans, and Venezuelans who generally have more ties to the U.S. But many of them continue to await their own U.S. immigration hearings in Mexico under a policy known as Remain in Mexico.
I heard the news that I would be returned to Mexico. Filled with fear, I asked the official to leave me in the country. They said no, that I had to return to Mexico because that was their agreement with the government.
She plans to continue to wait until her day in court in late October.